And like my cousin, when we first started going out or whatever, he'd be like, "Are you sure she's not a sleeper, man? Are you sure she's not a sleeper cell?" Joking, of course, but you know, half maybe joking. Who knows?
Yeah, that's when people like half joke and they're just half serious.
Yeah, there's like that. You're that, like,
shut up, idiot.
Like that grain of like, like, well, maybe, you know. But anyway, we watched.
It's like saying, like, are you sure you're not a janitor? You sure you're not a fucking, you know, house cleaning person? Just throw fucking shit back at him.
Oh, because he's Mexican?
Yeah. Come on, dude. We're on.
Yay. But we've been watching a lot of spy shows lately for whatever reason. And I told you that we watched The Americans, right? Which kind of got started all with these like Russian, this is set in the 80s, but these Russian spies in America had like perfect American accents and they look American and, you know, but they're like doing all this stuff for Gorbachev or whoever in the background. And so just started watching a lot of these fucking spy shows. And I wonder like how much of that is based in some kind of reality. Like, you know, they're spies obviously, but how, like, watching these fucking shows, they're fucking confusing as fuck. But then you're like, well, is it that confusing, you know, in real life? Or I don't know. I've always wondered where these Hollywood shows, movies, / TV shows, or anything really, how much of it's based in truth. You know, how like they're saying, what was his, Eyes Wide Shut, what was his name? His last movie.
Kubrick.
Yeah, Kubrick's last movie that he was like, he had a heart attack when he, you know. But they said, well, did they do that? You know, because he was trying to warn people of how, you know, the elites live or whatever. But I don't know, man.
You could say that about anything.
I know.
I don't know. I can't just get in a conversation with someone that just like,
bases
what about this and what about that? Like, come on, man. Just do it.
Like, not everything is a fucking conspiracy, dude.
Right. But then a lot of shit might be that you don't even think about. But yeah, but it just... I don't want to go to that rabbit hole all the fucking time either.
Right. Yeah, man. I don't, it's like, cause if you do, then you're going to go insane, man. You're just like, oh man, this is just, unless you're directly involved in it, you know?
Yeah.
But there's no fucking conspiracy like that we'll ever get involved with. If anything, it would be me because I'm so bored, you know? And I'd like, yeah, this will spice things up and I'll do something stupid, you know, that kind of thing. But even then, I don't know. Would I?
But, you know, if there's no evidence of it, there's no more evidence than you already have, then, you know, they're just making shit up, you know? But if it's like the new evidence with the Kurt Cobain thing, and then I saw this thing where, like, they found out more evidence that Amelia Earhart probably did land, you know, and she didn't, like, just crash into the ocean. Because, like, they found stuff, like, on land, like, that was her stuff, and she might have been there for, like, a couple of months, and... It's crazy. Like, they clearly had the means, you know, to, I mean, I know it was like severely limited, you know, as opposed to what we have now, but as big of a personality as she was or celebrity as she was, they didn't ever find her. You know, they knew roundabouts where she was, and there's only like a few islands around there. So she may have survived there like up to a couple months before they just fucking perished, you know, because they found some bones there, but then they said it was men's bones, and then they go back and they say, well, the way that they deduce that they were, you know, male bones, it wasn't entirely correct. So they use this other method. And then this guy said, like, well, judging from her measurements and everything, this, you know, like 99% chance that it's probably her over anybody else, you know. So it's fucking crazy, man. Just all this shit you think you know. And then they're like, oh, we found this evidence that they just didn't know what the fuck they were doing.
Yep. I mean, yeah, because I always see these like memes that to all those people that were like giving us conspiracy theorists or conspiracies like shit, like to say I told you so or whatever. Okay, I'll give you that, you know. I, for one, like kind of thought the whole like, you know, the satanic rituals and whatever is like, it might be a little too, you know, outlandish, but. Now it's starting to, okay, maybe it's true, you know?
Yeah.
You saw the one about Jim Carrey, right? The latest.
No.
They're saying that it's he was cloned or whatever, that he's been like talking about the Illuminati too much in the open or whatever, and he was replaced because people haven't seen him in a long time, and he looks completely different. And I'm like, dude, all he did was just get some fucking plastic surgery. But there's this whole bunch of people now just telling that, no, he was cloned, dude. That's not him. You know, it doesn't even sound like him. It doesn't have the right, you know, the same color eyes. He did get some work, man, but, you know.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I just want to punch someone in the face when they fucking say shit.
Wow.
Just shut the fuck up. Fuck off. No, man. No.
He is. It's the Illuminati. Like, I don't know if I believe in the Illuminati. I mean, I'm sure there is probably like some kind of like bigger like thing than the government, like what's that Bohemian Grove type of thing.
Yeah.
All these different like secret society type of thing. There might be some kind of truth to it, but you know, what are we going to do about it? You know?
Yeah. It's called the rich, man. They get bored because they have so much fucking money.
Right.
So that's what happens.
They start doing whatever they like, see what we can fuck with or whatever. I mean, it's a mental illness, dude. If for people like us that don't have that kind of like unlimited resources and power and funds or whatever, like we'll never know how, like, but I don't think that's something I'd want to, like an avenue I'd want to go down. You know, I don't think I care to fuck with everybody else's lives. That's fucked up, you know?
Yeah, well, you either, like, spend your time... If you have that much money, you spend your time making things better, or you just... It's the idle hands, you know? Shit. You know? You find some shit to fucking get in trouble with, or you just push the limit and this and that, and it's like, what? Well, you had, like, you know, time to do a lot of things. You could have started painting, did something cool, or did something to contribute to something cool, you know?
Well, who's the wife that freaking divorced? I think it was probably Gates' wife that's like spending a shitload of money or whatever. Or no, it was Bezos, his wife too. I get the wives don't give a fuck, man. They're just spending their money wisely, you know, and giving it to people that need it and shit. And the fucking husbands are all like trying to get more and shit. So I don't know.
Yeah, because men need to conquer shit. And women are just like, you know, they're the altruistic ones. I mean, I'm sure some men are, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like Mackenzie Scott, whatever, Bezos' ex, she fucking, like, donates a lot, man. Like, millions and millions of dollars, billions of dollars.
Like, fucking take a... I mean, because the billions that Bezos already has, it's always going to continue growing no matter what. So, fucking unload it, man. Can't take it with you, dude.
Yeah. I mean, he does his own thing, but, you know, I think he does it for different reasons. He does it so he doesn't look that bad, or maybe he just does it because he feels guilty. I think she does it because she actually wants to fucking help.
Yeah, and there's the difference.
Yeah.
Fucking billionaire problems. Soon it'll be trillionaire problems. Like, what's his face?
Yeah. Hopefully he dies.
Who? Fucking which Musk. What's his face are we talking about?
Musk. Well, everybody, but Musk especially.
Yeah.
I don't trust someone with that much money, you know? He's got like 50 kids.
Yeah. And they probably, not all of them like him.
Oh, yeah. There's some that fucking just straight up hate him. Why'd you pull me into this fucking world? You gotta think, he's not going to be like, you know, I'll take care of you kind of dad. He's probably like a dick, you know?
Yeah, he says, you got a fucking nanny to take care of you. I'm busy.
Yeah.
Busy doing what? Playing video games? Or whatever the fuck he does?
Yeah, so, I don't know.
Yeah. Problems that we won't have.
Dustin's online. He says, sup, I'm working on a bunch of stuff, so I may miss some of this, but I'm listening. All right.
Oh. Dustin. Yeah, I think the last time we talked to, or heard him, was the awards. Did we find out if he won or not?
Yeah, man, did you win? You, like, made us go to a lot of trouble to vote for you.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, that was a pain in the ass. I still get emails. I never unsubscribe.
Yeah.
I just delete them, but I should. But sometimes I even wonder, have I unsubscribed? I thought I unsubscribed to this. And so I just need to get there and hunker down and unsubscribe to all these motherfucking things.
Yeah, I have a thing, an app on my phone that, like, it has a thing on the side. If it's easy to do, it hits unsubscribe and it does it for you. And then it says you can have an option to delete any previous emails with the same, you know, sender. But that's like an app.
Yeah. Does it cost to do anything or no?
No, it's free. It's called Edison Mail or something. It's just a email reader that I use for like multiple emails.
Oh, man. All right, start the show.
Okay. Where am I at? What do you think about this? A coffee shop? You know, like the coffee shops have all these like capybaras and fucking cats and shit like that. Alpaca coffee shop. And then the alpaca, you know, with the extra, it'll spit a flavor into your drink.
If you can train it to do that.
Yeah. Like, would you like a alpaca spit in your drink?
I wouldn't. Right. Would you?
Maybe.
No, you wouldn't. I know for a fact.
Variety is the spice of life, dude.
I know you wouldn't, dude. I know for a fact.
Even for like a fucking gag, like a Jackass gag.
Okay, well, you're not in Jackass.
But what if your video went viral? Someone like, look at this fucking alpaca spitting like.
But then that's all you'll be known as.
Wait, do alpacas even spit or is that llamas?
I don't know, man.
Am I fucking bad-mouthing alpacas for no reason?
I'm sure they spit at some point in their life. Okay.
Welcome to the Lo-Fi Show with Tony B and Nat. We may be at the most challenging timeline for our nation. Not only are we witnessing conflict and strife across the world, we're battling to maintain whatever semblance of a democracy we have left. Just know that when times are at their worst, when you're going through your darkest hour, when it feels like hate and disunion have usurped love and kindness, just remember the immortal words of the late, great Reverend Jesse Jackson when he said, "At the end of the day, we must go forward with hope and not backward by fear and division." Also, remember when Tony B said this.
Want to know what else sucks, dude? Life! I was like, oh, wow. Get all, like, philosophical.
Yeah.
And then you throw out my philosophy.
That music was Grip Inc. I don't know if you knew that.
Lombardo.
Yeah. Dustin says, I don't think I won. A certain theater spammed all their actors to do it, and I got, like, second place.
That's bullshit.
The theater told its actors to vote for the production, so I got screwed out of it. That's crap, man. Why even hold these contests? Everybody's going to fucking cheat, you know?
Well, I mean, we kind of cheated. I never heard his stuff.
Still.
But I'm sure it's top notch.
Yeah. So at least he got second place. What'd you get for second place, though?
Yeah. Did you get
anything at all?
Like,
or is it like
a burger?
Is it like the men's hockey where silver just you feel defeated and fucking deflated?
Yeah. They just said good job and then went on their other way. And the first place won like $1,000 or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is bullshit because even if you're second, you should get some kind of like, especially if there's a reward, like something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did you hear about the U.S. men's hockey team?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, they won gold, but then like Trump called them and then he made some sexist joke about the women's team. He's like, oh, I had to invite them or else I get impeached. Ha ha. And then some of them laughed and then everybody was like giving him shit about it. So they had to like make apologies. Oh, well, we shouldn't have reacted that way. It's like, you stop lying, man. You didn't apologize for the fucking, like, you know, it wasn't like you were, like, apologizing for the joke. You're apologizing because they caught you laughing, you know? So what the fuck? Who cares? You know, it's like locker room humor and stuff. And I'm not saying it's right. It's not right. You shouldn't have laughed at that dumbass anyway. You know he was going to say something stupid.
Yeah, you know.
Justin says he got nothing.
You get nothing.
And then, like, the women's team got to join Stanley Tucci in Italy, and he made them, like, a gourmet meal. And then the men's got McDonald's.
Yeah, fucking McDonald's. What a fucking joke, dude. What a fucking joke. Here, guys, I got a fucking, like, you know, award-winning, like, chef in the back, but here, have some McDonald's.
Well, that's what he eats, though. He's probably like, this is good enough for me. It should be good enough for you.
It's like, that's just proof that fucking, like, junk food doesn't kill you right away, because dude should be fucking dead, you know, by the amount of shit he's eaten over the years.
Well, half his body is probably rotting right now, you know?
Yeah. Whatever.
But if you got, like, a fuck ton of money, people can flush out your fucking shit and do all kinds of fucking, you know, operations and updates to your shit body, you know?
That'd be funny. Yeah. It's just nuts.
He's got a hand that he wears a glove on, right? Where he's like probably like
that fucking bruise or whatever the hell is going on.
Like rotting and shit. Like half his face is like it's fallen off. Like he's had a stroke or something. And the, you know, the other times you see him, he's normal. If they cloned anybody, they probably cloned his ass.
Oh my God.
He's going to live forever, man. He'll never die. They just have like one of his fucking, like his kids run next time. We'll never be free of Trumps.
God. And his fucking, like his cult members are all, you're hoping like, you know, they're hoping that freaking, what's his face, Vance takes next. And then after that, Rubio. And then after that, freaking Baron. They're like, oh, it's going to be wonderful. Or something fucked up. Like, God, you guys are just.
Yeah. The only way I think Vance can be president is like if he dies in office. I'm hoping he makes it just until the end of his fucking term. Because I don't want Vance, because Vance is fucking dangerous too. You know, he's just so fucking two-faced. He doesn't give a shit about anything. He'll be like, he's for sale for anything, man.
Yeah.
You know, because to go from criticizing somebody like the way that he did to like kissing his ass is just, you know, he doesn't give a fuck. There's no loyalty to anything.
Yeah. You know, I'm all right with changing your mind and whatever, but I don't think I could ever change that mind. There is no way that I could change my mind for this fuck, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I might go, all right, I'll give him that, you know, with whatever, if he needs it. But like Iran, you know, that's kind of it's an either, I'm pissed about it, but at the same time, I'm happy about it too. So, right? You know, it's like the people of Iran are happy. The majority of them are, but I don't think it's going to go as smoothly as they think it is. You know, it never does. And,
well, if the U.S. is involved.
Yeah, exactly.
With this current administration, you know, there's going to be like, they're probably just going to fucking
just put puppet,
rip them off and fuck over their, you know, whatever resources they have.
So, yeah, man.
Puppet regime.
The puppet regime. Isn't that a metal song or?
Probably.
But, anyway, yeah, we're going to fucking, we're going to die soon. So it doesn't matter, right?
Sure.
Well, I'm just saying, it's like all my like young cousins, they're the ones going to have to worry about it. Not me.
Yeah. The youth are fucked. Cause just look at all the dumbasses that voted this shithead back in, man. We could have been done with him. He could have been gone by now.
Yeah. Yeah, man. God,
because he wasn't gonna be well enough to run in 2028. Fucking goddamn stupid asses!
I know, man.
Everybody, I hate you, all you people that fucking voted for him, from the bottom of my heart.
Truly, from the bottom of my heart. Anyway,
if I find out like any of my friends, I'm just like, dude, you're done. You're dead to me, forever.
Well, man, that's a handful of friends right there.
Yeah.
I can't imagine I have that many. Yeah. I don't think Adolf voted. I don't think he fucking voted. I don't think he's voted in, and neither is freaking Fonzo, you know, so neither one of them, like they talk shit, but they don't like contribute or whatever, they, you know, so it's like, There's people like that. There's still people that don't vote or give a fuck.
And then there's people that voted against the last administration because they thought like, oh, they're not doing enough for the fucking, you know, the Middle East and this and that. I was like, well, how the, what the fuck do you expect us to do, man? You know, this has been going on for fucking centuries. They're never going to fucking stop fighting, you know? God damn it, man. Just, we have to take care of our shit first. And then, like, is he going to do anything? Is he going to fucking give up flying shit? And if he does, he's just going to fucking rape your resources.
A flying shit.
Yeah. Fucking stupid ass people. And then there's people that fucking voted and now they're getting deported.
Oh, yeah, those people.
You dumb fucks. You stupid fucks. Fucking rot in hell.
You're going to rot in hell. Heal no evil. Got to speak no evil. Oh, that's burning hell.
Yeah. Let's see. What do we have? Do we have anything?
What do you mean? Today's day, which is March 1st.
What the fuck is my phone doing? It keeps like just flipping out on me.
I don't know what that means.
No, it just keeps like, I'm not doing anything. And it just keeps changing. The screen keeps changing. God damn it, man. Just fucking stop it. Piece of shit.
Your phone?
Yeah.
Oh.
I just had it on one thing and it keeps like changing from screen to screen. Okay. So, I do have, I'll do your national days and shit.
Today is the national day of whatever the fuck it is, because it's stupid and so are you. It's kind of, today is National Wedding Planners Day, so plan your wedding, dude. National Barista Day. I already had coffee, so I don't need any more. Today's birthdays and events. It's your brother's birthday, so happy birthday, Duke. National Sun-Kissed Citrus Day. Okay, I haven't had any oranges, but I'm going to go to the store afterwards and get oranges.
Do we have a birthday song?
Huh?
Do we have a birthday soundbite?
I don't know. Self-Injury Awareness Day.
Oh, here's something from you.
Happy birthday. Remember when you said you wanted some?
What?
Happy birthday. Remember when you said you wanted some?
No, what the fuck that even is.
Self-injury. Let's see what that is. When someone causes deliberate self-injury or harm, the action is infliction of emotional distress. Oh, cutters. That's what it is. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Dustin. Happy birthday to you. Is there an effect on there?
No, I don't think so.
It sounded like it was whistling. Like, did you hear it?
I think that's your voice.
No. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Dustin. Happy birthday to you. You hear it, right?
Yeah, that's something. Maybe that's, you did it something. That's when you were fucking around with the board a lot,
though. Okay, maybe. All right. Let's see. People who self-injure may try to hide their injuries. Their clothing may not fit the season. Other signs might include unexplained cuts, burns or bruises, inability to handle emotions, avoid relationships, problems with relationships, issues at work, home or school, and poor self-esteem.
That's everybody.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, that's that.
It's like 90% of us.
It's like, I fucking like, okay, click, check, check, me, check. You know, that's, I'm going down the fucking checkbox. But yeah. I've never cut myself. This one time, this, I knew this girl, man. She fucking, she cut herself so deep. And the way she like explained it, oh yeah, I accidentally like ran into something. And I mean, it was fucking deep, man. I've never seen a cut so deep. It was like, it was like on her bicep area right here.
Yeah.
And you could just, it was just open. Like it clearly needed fucking like stitches. Ugh. And,
psychopath.
Yeah, man. It was weird. And no fucking attempt to like, try to like, you know, close it or cover it. You know, I'd be like, if I was a cutter, I'd be all bandaged up and shit.
Yeah. doctor's asking for infections, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, okay, I understand you're all depressed and shit, but I mean, she's alive now.
Yeah, some people like cut themselves when Kurt Cobain died. They like cut Kurt into their arm and shit. As someone
Slayer. National Minnesota Day is today. Finisher's Medal Day. I guess if you finish something, that's good, and you get a medal. National Dadgum That's Good Day. Let's see what that one's about. Oh, no, that's stupid. On March 1st, National Dadgum That's Good Day ushers in a season of satisfying seasonings, cooking, and overall good time spent with family. Dadgum That's Good is much more than a Southern's phrase, and the title John Lemore's best-selling cookbook series. Oh, so he's the one that come up with this fucking day, John McLemore. He's the one that came up with that fucking thing. Sure enough, he did.
God. Oh, damn it. I had all these fucking sound bites loaded up, and then now I forgot to save the palette, so now I lost it. Shit.
Oh, no. And that's it. Oh, Peanut Butter Lovers Day. Shit. That's today. National Horse Protection Day. There's a lot today. National Fruit Compote Day. It's National Pig Day. So go out and thank a pig. And by that, I mean your cop friends. Am I right? I don't know if I knew any cops. Well, I take that back. Wendy, her brother's a cop. He's like an important cop in Houston.
Yeah.
Like he's like a chief of staff type of like, I don't know, but apparently he's a big shot.
Has it changed his demeanor?
I don't know. I've never seen him again. He worked at the movie theater, didn't he?
I don't remember.
I think he did, or he was friends with one of the guys.
Damn it. Fucking link things are gone now.
Are you already, like, going to start obsessing? Are you going to go down that rabbit hole?
No, I just...
Okay, good. So, go on to the next one now that I'm done with that. Let's move along.
Okay. Well, we could talk about the show we went to.
Yeah.
We went to go see Blad Blomans.
Your dream came true.
We went to go see Bad Omens, February 24th.
Was it 24th?
Yeah.
Shit. God damn. Yeah, Tuesday.
It was pretty good. The opener was, two openers. One was President, which was, they're good. I like them. Interesting sound. And then next guys were Beartooth, which... They had a couple of decent songs, but not really my thing. I don't think I'd, you know, check them out any more than I already saw.
Yeah.
There was one song that was just like sounded really, really poppy. And it, I mean, I don't have a problem with pop, but it just sounded like goofy, you know?
Yeah, I think I remember like listening to, just because of my coworkers, like I said, it's coworker metal or whatever. And sure enough... Yeah, it was coworker metal. But I saw 2 days before, I mean, the dude in front of us was a complete asshole. And I was trying to, you know the fucking songs. I don't. I only know like maybe two songs out of those two, that whole set. So I knew a couple of them, but you knew more songs. But the guy in front of you was just fucking ruining it for everybody, I think.
Yeah, there's this guy. He's just like real dorky, goofy guy.
He's like a bro bra.
Not even a bro bra. Is like a bro bra at least like has the appearance of looking cool. He looked like a loser, you know? And he was standing next to two girls, and I thought that he knew them. I thought they came together, you know, because they were the way he kept talking to them. But like every once in a while I'd look down, and then like it looked like he was annoying them. At one point, the one next to him did something to him where like she grabbed his throat or did something. Maybe she punched him. I don't know. He's like, why'd you do that for her? Because you were like screaming in her face, you dickhead. You're like acting like a drunk dumbass, you know? So he did that for like the entirety of the show. He was messing with the other girl. He kept like trying to talk to the other girl through this girl, you know? And then she was started to, you know, avoid him. And then he went to looking on his phone because clearly he can't just watch the goddamn show like everybody else was trying to do. You know, he kept singing, yelling, talking over shit. It was like, what the fuck did you pay money for, man?
You're right, exactly. I don't get it, man. I can understand talking a few things, whatever. Yeah. Hey, remember that time when they fucking played? Or something that you have some kind of antidote about the fucking song you're... Is it an antidote?
An anecdote.
Anecdote about a song or whatever or something, you know?
Yeah, I mean, but it's loud as fuck in there, so you have to yell.
Yeah.
And why the fuck would you want to yell that much, you know? Like, just say something, I'm... going to go to the bathroom. Oh, this song is cool. Oh, remember that thing? Whatever. You say something for like a couple seconds. Or you wait till like in between the fucking bands and then you can say more shit. But this guy was talking after the whole thing. He like kept like trying to push this other girl and do this. Like, and he was just being
there's like... There's the in between songs, like they would, I guess they broke it up into three separate sections. They would like do tape one, tape two, and tape three. And I guess there was a story going on, but I can't hear anything because it's just so goddamn loud. And my ears are shot anyway, and I have my earplugs in, so I can't really understand what they're saying, but I could hear some things. And one on tape three, one of them was like, I remember now. And the couple nights before, I saw Jeff Tate do fucking Operation Mindcrime, which if you're familiar with that album, the very last song, you know, or one of the last songs is like, I remember now. And then I just told that Operation Mindcrime because it's still fresh on my mind. And dude, like, says, Mindcrime, you know? And
yeah, he turns around. He's like, Mindcrime? Just like,
and
shut up, dick. No one's fucking talking to you.
Yeah, I heard him say that, but I didn't, like, acknowledge it because I didn't want to fucking, like, you know.
Start some, yeah, him talking some more.
Yeah, exactly. And anyway, so.
It's like, I hate those people, man. It's like, it's a concert. Like, the. 99.9% of the reason I came here is to watch the band, you know, well, actually probably 100% really, you know? And so like, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you just dead set on ruining everybody's fucking time?
I mean, it's one thing if you're in a small club, bar, whatever, because you can go far in the back or whatever and start talking, but you're in a fucking an arena fucking with a bunch of people that are like actually focusing on the fucking music and the band and the visuals and whatever. And there was a couple people, dudes, like looking over. You could tell they were being annoyed by him too.
Yeah. Well, the guy next to me, I think, talked to him for a second, and then you didn't see him talk to him the rest of the time. And then I told you those two girls next to us or next to him, like they stopped talking to him and they went their separate ways afterwards. So I'm just like, oh, clearly they weren't together. He was just like annoying them. And maybe they're just trying to be polite and shit. And they're just like, God, you're fucking annoying as shit, you know? Yeah. And he was screaming out and fucking yelling, and he's banging his head harder than anybody else. And just like, God, you're one of those guys, man. Just you're trying way too fucking hard, and nobody cares.
Yeah. Well, there was one guy at the aisle seat. He was banging his head left and right, even to the songs that really didn't even warrant head banging. I thought that was kind of odd. So I'm like, are you okay, man? I don't know. Because it was like the slower songs.
Yeah.
I guess you could bang your head to it, but it just doesn't look right, right? I mean...
Hey, man, as long as you're having fun. At least that person is probably doing...
He was quiet.
Yeah.
That's all. He stuck to himself, and I'm like, all right.
As long as you're having a good time, that's all that matters, man.
Yeah, and I'm fucking okay with that, but at the same time, like, are you sure you really want to bang your head to that? But, you know, that's just my internal monologue going, I'm not going to fucking say, dude, what's your problem, you know?
Yeah, that's just one of those interesting things you see sometimes. But, you know, at least they're doing it on their own. This guy was just antagonizing everybody around him. Everybody fucking hated him. Like, man, you're a fucking sad motherfucker. But anyway, yeah, Bad Omens was good. They played like four of their new songs.
According to the set list, they had an 18-song set. So. Yeah.
The visuals were pretty cool. I mean, clearly they made some money, enough money to like get a lot of cool visuals and like fire shit and whatever else. So yeah, the dude, like, he was just in my periphery and shit the entire time. And I was trying to look over him and not think about him, but I could just see him just annoying and yelling.
Yeah.
And I know these guys. And I went backstage and these guys were kind of dicks. I'm just like, oh, so you're probably being like annoying like you are now. And they're probably treating you like you're the dick, yeah. Which you were.
Yeah, yeah. That's probably more than likely what it is.
Yeah. Ugh, it reminded me of when you told me that when we went to go see that Jackie Chan movie and the guy kept fucking talking in your ear the whole time.
That's even worse, though, because the movie's, it's quiet, right? You know?
At least you can kind of fucking lose yourself in the music when the music's loud. But
yeah, exactly. And I was trying to focus on like the band, you know, and I pretty much did, right? But I could still hear his dumbass like talking and shit.
Yeah.
But
well, yeah, like I said, you have to yell, man, and it's annoying. Like when I went to Peter Gabriel with Brandy years ago, like, you know, those tickets aren't cheap. It was Red Rocks, and this lady, this drunk lady, was just singing out loud to all the fucking songs, but she had, she's so out of tune. She's just all, you know, she's just yelling, screaming louder. And it's like, you're not paying to hear her, you know what I mean? So why the fuck? Just like everybody just got so annoyed with her. Everybody wanted to fucking, like, kick the shit out of her.
Yeah, I think there should be a point where someone needs to nut up and say, shut the fuck up.
Right,
you know?
Right. And then everybody will clap, you know?
Yeah, you know?
It's like when you're on an airplane, like I've seen those videos where people like act like an idiot on the airplane. And then like someone says something or does something, or then they finally get taken off and everybody starts clapping like, woo. Like, so embarrassing,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's nuts. And they have no clue. They have zero, like, what's the word?
Self-awareness.
Yeah, they don't have
zero self-awareness.
It's just, how the fuck do you not know that you're a cock? I mean, even I know when I'm being annoying and I'll start talking, whatever, and I can tell that there's no one's listening, I'll just shut up, you know?
I think at the end of the concert, he did kind of know, because like I said, he started looking on his phone like for a long period of time, you know?
Right.
It's like, it doesn't look like you're enjoying yourself. You know, you clearly could have been doing something else besides going to this show. Cause like one minute you're like the biggest fan. The next minute you're like just trying to talk over everything, and the next minute you're just on your phone looking the whole time. It's like, what the fuck, man?
He's probably gonna, like, the next day, he's like, oh yeah, I saw Bad Omens and it was badass.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's one of those fucking losers. Ah, people, yeah.
There's always that one.
Yeah.
Always that one, man. At least with like the bar clubs, if someone's annoying, you can move. You can leave. You can like go to a different part of the section of the bar or whatever. Yeah.
This thing, yeah, you're stuck to your fucking seat and shit.
Although, man, we could have moved at the very end, you know, at the because no one was sitting there, I don't think.
My side or your side?
Your side. On the very end of the aisle. I don't think I ever saw anybody get into those seats.
Oh.
So yeah, we could have went there. But
and the only thing annoying about it was like the seats, I forgot how tight the seats were in Ball Arena, man. It's so annoying. It's like, what the fuck? Like, you couldn't have anybody sit in, like, somewhat comfort, you know? Like, they try to squeeze every last fucking inch, and you just squashed. You can't even, like, you know.
That was terrible. I don't remember it being that fucking tight.
Yeah.
Because even, like, trying to get up, and they moved the fucking drink things to the armrests, because they used to be on the bottom where your feet are. So yeah. I think probably people were kicking the goddamn drinks everywhere, so they moved them up.
Yeah.
So you have these, like, round things that are basically on both sides of you, and if you're a fat ass... Like, I'm not fat, but I'm not skinny either. So I'm like, when I'm trying to get up, I have to like turn my body so that I can get up. Now, if someone's like huge, like, you know, God bless her, my cousin, she's a big girl. She's going to fucking have a problem getting out, man, or even getting in.
Yeah, you have to pour yourself into the seat and shit, basically.
Ugh. Nah. Anyway, that was the concert.
But yeah, it was good. They finished with Dethrone, which is like their heavy, heavy song, and had like a lot of fucking fire and shit. And I was like wondering, like, what do they have? I'm sure they have cues of like, don't stand over here.
Well, yeah.
Don't stand over there.
Yeah, they do, man. It's all in their ears. Like,
but this one was different because I saw the shows that they had people clipped on YouTube, and they like the fire was coming from the ground, you know, and I thought that's much more dangerous. This fire was just blowing up in the air, and it left like fireballs, which was kind of cool, and it was safer.
I think they have, on those kind of things where it's coming from the ground, they just have areas, like yellow lines.
Yeah.
Don't stand over this yellow.
What if you fall, though? What if you're doing something, you're rocking hard or doing something, and you trip, or you trip over a fucking, like a cord?
That's what happened to fucking Hetfield.
Yeah. What time is it? How many minutes are we in?
It is 41 minutes. 42
okay.
minutes.
It's time for a break song, and then we come back with Frivolity.
Yeah.
All right. This is House of the Rising Sun by Lizzie McAlpine. McAlpine. And we're back. Whoops. We have your favorite segment.
Hey, they're all my favorite, dude. All of them.
Where is it?
To see how much we can retain. I don't think I've ever read an article all the way through. Have you?
By the way,
is this going to be AI?
Yeah.
So it's going to basically, we're going to listen to a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah. So by the way, that the moral of the last little story is if you're listening to that and it sounds kind of like you, just stop it, man. Like,
you're not reaching the audience you think you are.
Yeah. Like, you're going to, like, end up getting killed one of these days. And that might be the best thing that happened to you.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but...
Fuck, I lost the things again. I forgot to save it again. God damn it.
Yeah.
Sound bites.
That's awesome.
All right, so... This article is about naked mole rats. Okay. All right. In this week's most boring article, we have intestinal barrier function in the naked mole rat, an emergent model for gastrointestinal insights. Abstract. The intestinal barrier plays a crucial role in homeostasis by both facilitating the absorption of nutrients and fluids and providing a tight shield to prevent the invasion by either pathogen or commensal microorganisms. Intestinal barrier malfunction is associated with systemic inflammation, oxidative stress, and decreased insulin sensitivity, which may lead to the dysregulation of other tissues. Therefore, a deeper understanding of physiological aspects related to an enhanced barrier function is of significant scientific and clinical relevance. The naked mole rat has many unusual biological features, including attenuated colonic neuron sensitivity to acid and bradykinin, and resistance to chemical-induced intestinal damage. However, insight into their intestinal barrier physiology is scarce. Here, we observe notable macroscopic and microscopic differences in intestinal tissue structure between naked mole rats and mice. Moreover, naked mole rats showed increased number of larger goblet cells and elevated mucus content. In measuring gut permeability, naked mole rats showed reduced permeability compared with mice, measured as transepithelial electrical resistance, especially in ileum. Furthermore, intestinal ion secretion induced by serotonin, bradykinin, histamine, and capsaicin was significantly reduced in naked mole rats compared with mice, despite the expression of receptors for all these agonists. In addition, naked mole rats exhibited reduced prosecretory responses to the non-selective adenylate cyclase activator, forskolin. Collectively, these findings indicate that naked mole rats possess a robust and hard-to-penetrate gastrointestinal barrier that is resistant to environmental and endogenous irritants. Naked mole rats may therefore provide valuable insights into the physiology of the intestinal barrier
and set the stage for the development of innovative and effective therapies. Okay, Tony, your turn.
All right. This is the first study to characterize the intestinal function of naked mole rats. We found that these animals show a robust gut tissue structure, displaying thicker intestinal layers, longer villi, and larger crypts. Naked mole rats showed more and larger goblet cells with increased mucus content. Intestinal permeability, especially in the ileum, was substantially lower than that of mice. Finally, naked mole rats showed reduced intestinal anion secretion in response to serotonin, bradykinin and histamine, capsaicin, and forskolin. Digestive pathologies stand out as the most common type of disease worldwide. Importantly, they result in a significant reduction in the quality of life for patients and represent a global multi-billion healthcare burden. Intestinal barrier dysfunction is a common feature of most gastrointestinal diseases, including celiac disease, inflammatory bowel disease, metabolic dysfunction-associated liver disease, and disorders of gut-brain interaction. Moreover, numerous pathologies unrelated to the gastrointestinal tract, such as respiratory diseases, skin conditions, and neurodegenerative diseases, have also been associated with impaired intestinal barrier function.
My God, really, dude? Out of all the fucking things to the articles, I tuned out like at 30 seconds. That is not a good use of AI. I mean, it is.
Or else you could have had to read it.
Yeah, I know, but that's... Did you listen to it all? I mean...
Not really.
Yeah, dude. I was like, what the fuck does this mean, naked mole rats? And the AIU doesn't sound like you. I don't think it does.
A little bit, but...
It sounds... Yours is like straightforward. There's no inflection. There's no us. There's no you know what I mean? Those type of things. You know?
Yeah, I use a different thing. It has all these different... modules, right? They're like type 2, level 2, level 2.5. Yours is like 1. I put yours on the same as mine. It sounded nothing like you. It sounded like a completely different person. I was like, oh, that's weird. So I put it back on the same module. I put mine in another module, and I guess I liked it just because it sounded like there was inflection or something, or at least to me there was, you know? So I'll try a different one next time, but, you know.
Yeah, that one didn't sound like you very much.
I think it sounded a little bit like me. I could tell a little bit.
I knew it was supposed to be you, but I guess either that I just know, you know, what I'm supposed to be hearing or whatever.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Let's see. Yeah, that was kind of long, I guess.
It was very long.
Yeah, and the only way people can't tell it's you is like you didn't mispronounce anything.
Right, exactly. And that's another thing. That's the good thing about this kind of stuff. Or, you know how, like, oh, my thing was like, oh, I think I can do voiceover work or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, nope, not anymore. You know? I mean, if I wanted to, I'm like, okay, you can use my voice, but would I get paid? Would people get paid, like, a certain amount?
Yeah, you probably get paid, like, you know, a scaled amount or something like that.
Like at Dish Network, the job that I used to work at.
Yeah.
The people that are on hold, they had like the hold voice. Thanks for calling Dish Network. Da 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 da. Press 1 for this. She would come in every 6 or 7 months and re-record things like that. So I'm sure her job's like kind of like gone. All they have to do is just do this fucking program and just change whatever they need her to say. So does she get like... Does she get a percentage? Because she used to do that for a lot of like companies around Denver or whatever, and she would just go there and record her voice. But now, you know, her voice is there, and it's the property of the company that they're doing it for. So,
all right. Let me try this to see if it sounds like me. Hold on.
What are naked mole rats?
Why am I talking so slow?
Naked mole rats are a true scientific wonder. The world's only...
No, doesn't sound like me.
Okay, yeah. You don't have to go down that thing now.
Huh, that's weird. I don't know why, because I gave it plenty of things, you know, plenty of, like, source files. That does sound like you, though, you have to admit.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell when it, now I can tell that it's AI, obviously, because I'm not fucking saying it, but it does like pause more or whatever.
Yeah,
it has more my inflection of like fucking up, yeah. Not fucking up, but cause yeah. And I still say shit correctly, apparently, but
yeah. So okay, what do I have now? Oh wait.
Vinyl, it's always a piece of shit when I buy it because it sounds like crap.
I just bought Villa Elaine by who was it? What's the band?
Remy Zero.
Yeah, Remy Zero, Villa Elaine. Been wanting it on vinyl for a while. I figured just jump on it because I waited for the super drag thing and then I regretted it and finally got it and whatever. So, yeah.
I guess that was my fault.
Yeah, so. Yeah, are you going to get it?
Yeah, I got it too.
Okay.
Because I'm like, I was on the verge of like, nah, I don't need it. But then I'm like, that was pretty fucking... I drove from Houston to Denver with that album. Like, there was a handful of CDs that I had with me. All the other CDs were, like, in boxes. And that was one of the CDs that I had listening from Houston to here, almost, like, constantly on loop. So.
Reminds you of a time.
Yeah, it does. It does remind me of a time.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's a good album. If you don't know who Remy Zero is, they did, like, Somebody Save Me for, I think, Smallville or something and some other things. But they're pretty good. It's a good album. So that's my latest vinyl. I bought this other vinyl from this artist I found on Spotify called Eller, E-L-L-U-R. She seems kind of cool, so I got that. And then
Eller?
Yeah.
Spell it again?
E-L-L-U-R.
Allure. Is it Allure?
No.
Eller?
It's like, I guess it's like Ella, but like with Eller, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, she seems pretty cool and, trying to just do different types of music. And then before that I got Creator, which is typical, but so that's my latest vinyls.
The only one that I got was the Gang of Youths that I got at, freaking Boulder a couple weeks ago. And, it was normally like maybe almost $45 cause it was they're from freaking Australia. So they don't have any like real distribution here in America. So that place that we got it at was selling it for $22. I'm like, okay, I should get it because it's not that cheap. Even now, like if I were to go online, it still would be like in its 40s. So basically half off.
And we just came from Second and Charles, but they didn't really have anything I desperately needed. If I get something, it's like some old used thing or like some old jazz album that I was like, I probably wouldn't pay full price for this, but like for $5 I'll get it, you know.
I bought a $3 freaking Ramones thing and I'm using it for the frame, so hopefully I have a poster that fits it. I'm pretty sure I do. I have so many goddamn posters,
and they have so many, like in the metal section they have so many just random albums that, because they have, it's very small, there's only maybe like what, three or four little things, you know, and it's jam-packed. And they have like four copies of the same Behemoth album, and they have like three or four copies of the same Lizzie Borden album, which is not going to move. The Behemoth album may move, even though that particular album is pretty old, and I don't think it's one of their better ones. And yeah, it's like, who the fuck orders these things, man? You know, you get so much shit that it just is not going to move at all. Like, you could get at least something that's like,
it's probably like someone our age, like a Gen X freaking like buyer, and go, oh yeah, I remember that, you know, and whatever. I don't know how these things work anymore.
I don't know, because some of the albums I don't even know who the fuck the people are, you know, and they have like 5, 6, 7 albums from the same, and it's not like I'm Mr. fucking Metal, but like I should at least have an inkling of an idea who the fuck they are. You know, because I listen to a lot of music, you know. And if it's that small of a space, you should like put some shit in there that would just move, man. Not just some random shit.
Unless it was cheap for them to buy.
Maybe. You know? Maybe it's just a lot of it's overstock, you know? And they just like okay, it's metal. Here, just throw it in the metal thing.
Right. You know, they got a fucking budget, and they go, okay, this looks cheap. I'll buy it, or whatever. However the music biz works these days.
Okay, well, we have Pokemon or Urban Dictionary.
Pokemon and Urban Dictionary. Is Dustin still there?
He might be, but he's hasn't said anything for a while.
He's probably working.
Okay, number one, Iron Bundle.
Iron Bundle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Number two, Snook.
Snook?
Yeah. Number three, Diplin. Number four, Monkey Dory. Number five, Clodger. Number six, Mampy.
Man?
Mampy, M-A-M-P-I. Number seven, Varoom. Number eight, Spurgle. Number nine, Toad's Cruel.
Toad?
Scruel. Number 10, Gremlin. Number 11, Shroodle. S-H-R-O-O-D-L-E, Shroodle. And number 12, Mungus. Okay, what do you have for Iron Bundle?
Pokemon.
Yes. What do you have for Snook?
Pokemon.
Urban Dictionary.
Snook?
Yeah.
Really?
A snook, as defined in South Park episode 1104, is a nuclear weapon made to fit inside a woman's snatch.
Huh.
It can be remotely detonated. It may have the ability to attack when examined from too close.
Oh, snook. Okay. All right.
Diplin.
Urban Dictionary.
Pokemon.
Damn it.
Monkey Dory.
Urban Dictionary.
Pokemon.
Damn it.
Clodger.
Pokemon.
Urban Dictionary.
Damn it.
The vagina of a woman with a masculine appearance and or personality.
What's it called?
Clodger.
Clodger. What's the sentence?
There's a sentence.
Oh.
Mampy.
Urban Dictionary.
Yes. It's a massive turd. Oh my gosh, I did a Mampy last night.
Okay.
Varoom.
Pokemon.
Yes. Spurgle.
Urban Dictionary.
Yes. It's the act of gurgling sperm. Hey, do you know Ben? That kid loves to spurgle.
Spurgle. That's a good one. Spurgle.
Yep, I'm here, but I'm going in and out. Okay. Toad's Cruel.
Pokemon.
Yes. Gremlin.
Pokemon.
No, that's Urban Dictionary. It's an asshole licking. I gave her a good gremlin.
Oh. I didn't know that. Okay.
Shroodle.
Urban Dictionary.
Pokemon.
Damn it.
And Mungus.
Urban Dictionary.
Yes, it's mold plus fungus. It's Mungus. Instead of saying there's a lot of mold and fungus, you say there's a lot of Mungus around here.
Okay. Out of all those, I like Spurgle.
It's like glacking.
Yeah.
Glacking and Spurgle.
Glacking and Spurgle are now in my vocab. You're a Spurgler.
You're a glacker.
the Hamburglar, and instead of a Hamburglar, you're the Spurgler.
You're the Hamsburglar. I gotta find these fucking sound bites again. I don't know why I keep forgetting to save shit.
You're too busy spurgling, right?
Is that all I have?
Is that it?
I could play the boring articles again.
Did you say Dustin's going to In-N-Out?
No, he's going in and out. So he's doing shit going back and forth.
Oh. I thought he liked to the In-N-Out place. I was like, wow, Connecticut has In-N-Out? I didn't know they went that far east.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for fucking football season. At least there's something to watch. I mean, like, I've been watching the Avs for so long, but I'm starting to get like tired of them because they're the same shit. They do the same shit. And they may win. They're like the top team in the league right now. They started off really good. And they played with some grit, but now they're starting to like revert back to their old ways in a way, you know? And I'm starting to think like they're just...
That it's your fault?
They don't give a shit, you know? So I'm like, ugh, fuck this team, you know? And I don't want to be like one of those fair weather fans. Like everybody thinks like if you're critical of your team, then you're not a real fan. I was like, well, you could say I'm more of a fan because I expect more from them and I know that they can do better, you know? As opposed to like just like saying... Fuck yeah, every fucking time, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it's hard to do that, man, when you know that it's, if they're just, like, doing their best and they're just not good enough, that's one thing. That's not a problem. But when they're clearly more talented than what they're showing, then that's the problem. They give a shit sometimes, some days, you know?
Hey, man, everybody has their days.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to fucking go to work, and I just fucking phoned it in, you know?
I'm not talking about some games. I'm talking about, like, the whole month of January, they tanked, you know? So hopefully they'll start to get better, but I'm kind of watching, see what the Broncos do, because I'm kind of sort of, like, watching their shit now. I'm interested in the Broncos.
Yeah. I don't really pay attention to any of that. I just don't have the, short attention span. I've always had a short attention span. I did like basketball. I still like basketball, but I won't watch a fucking game unless it's like, if it's on and there's nothing else, I'll watch a basketball game. I'll watch soccer because Z's watch soccer on Sundays. So we'll start the morning watching, like, you know.
You have a short attention span, but you'll watch soccer.
Yeah.
That's really long.
Well, I mean, it's not.
And there's like barely any scoring.
Well, I mean, she just has it on when I wake up. So it's already on and I'm like, okay, I'll just. So it's on. It's not like I care.
Yeah.
But I watch it and it is kind of exciting once things like, oh shit, it's 2-2 or something. And it's down to like the last minute or whatever. But.
Yeah, there's certain things to stop, but I just hate it when like they fucking fall and they just grab their ankle. Like, oh my god, just everything is just puss out bullshit. You know, it's same thing with like basketball. I think it might be starting to get better, but they used to be like they barely touch some dude and you just jump, you know, roll to the ground and start like holding your ankle. Like, fuck, man. I remember when fucking like there were people punching each other and shit back in the day. Like. Ralph Sampson of the Rockets punching this one guy and Akeem punched somebody else. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, well, you saw that thing with the Joker the other day with the OKC, right?
Or no? There were no punches thrown, though.
I know.
He looked like he wanted to kill him, though.
Yeah, man. He looked pretty insane. And you read the fucking, like, you know, the comments and stuff. Is like, you better watch out for the Joker's brothers or whatever. And have you seen Joker's brothers?
No.
One of his brothers looks like fucking Zangief. He's fucking a monster, man. He's huge. And his other brother's an MMA fighter or whatever.
Yeah.
And Jokic is like the youngest out of all of them. And he's a pretty big guy himself.
Yeah.
You know, and they're fucking Serbian, you know, and everybody's like, oh, they're Serbian. And then there's always that one fucking dude's like, so what? They bleed the same. You know, my gun will stop them. It's like, really? You're going to fucking shoot somebody?
Some dumbass in the comments.
There's always somebody's like, I'm going to kill him. You know, like,
yeah.
You're not going to do shit. You know? And
those,
I'm sure
those guys are always the biggest pussies that just like, or they have like all their fucking arsenal and shit and they're just waiting for someone to, like, you're a psycho, man. You don't belong with everybody
yeah,
else. Just
yeah,
stop, exactly. Stop commenting on shit.
Yeah, you don't, like, you're everything has to, like, resort to fucking extreme violence.
Yeah, you're like a couple of fucking, like, brain cells away from a tart, you know, so just stop it.
It's
just
like, okay,
get away from everybody,
go ahead and fucking, so yeah, I could take him, I could fight him or whatever. Like, okay, that's you're not, I mean, nobody is really.
Yeah,
I mean, dude looks intimidating, his brother, he's a big fucking monster of a guy. And and I think there is some kind of truth that, like, yeah, Serbians are kind of different there. He came from like a war-torn country or whatever, so I'm sure they're different, you know. I don't know. But whatever, what do I know?
You're just like relying on tropes.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I'm right, relying on fucking, like, you know, stereotypes and shit. But who, for all we know, he really is a pussy. But I don't know. I don't know his name. It's something you can't pronounce it. But you just look up Nikolai's brothers and fucking dude is. He looks like Zangief. He's fucking.
That'd be funny if like the guy was just like. Missing out of practice one day and then all of a sudden he's like all beat up the next day.
Which one? The dude in OKC?
Yeah, the dude that like fucked with him or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, why would you want to fuck with someone that big? He's probably like the biggest guy in the court, right?
Who, Jokic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In that game. That one guy that was pushing up against him, it's like the guy, and the guy that did this shit is always the biggest puss, you know what I mean?
He kind of like run off.
Yeah, he ran off and did it like, what the fuck, dude? God.
Yeah.
It's always those fuckers, man. I hate those fuckers.
I wouldn't want to piss the dude off.
Yeah. You know?
I'm sure he's fucking massive next to, like, standing next to you. I'm sure he's just a big motherfucking dude.
Yeah.
I used to see a lot of Nuggets before the Nuggets became like popular, I used to see a lot of Nuggets out and about in Denver. When I lived out by DTC, I used to go to that fucking Best Buy off of Colorado Boulevard, and I saw Kmart there a lot, you know, Kmartin or whatever.
Kenyon Martin.
Yeah, I saw him a couple times there.
Who's the other guy, the really popular one, that fucking...
Carmelo Anthony?
Yeah.
Carmelo. I never saw him. I saw a couple of one of the other tall white dudes at some bar down on Broadway, but I used to see more fucking, like, Nuggets out and about. Anyway, not anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, basketball's fun when, like, someone loses their shit and just fucking punches someone in the face. But that's why I like hockey, I guess. It's just like, you know, if the game's annoying, sometimes you'll see a fight and someone just kicks the shit out of somebody. Like, okay, cool. At least there's that.
I saw one where there's like little league, these kids were fighting, like playing hockey, and then they started fighting. Was that real? Or did you see that?
No, I haven't seen it.
It's like these fucking kids, they're on the ice and they start fighting on like a game and shit, and they're the adult. And I'm like, is this real? But it looked pretty fucking real, man.
What's worse is when the parents start fighting in the stands. It's like, how would you like to have that as, like, you know, one of those people as one of your parents just embarrassing you?
Yeah.
It's like that. Have you seen that one South Park episode where Randy starts fighting at every fucking game?
I didn't hear no bell.
I thought this was America.
That's what these people are, man. These dumbasses that just get into fights at fucking sporting events. Just get a life, man. Jesus Christ. Fuck.
That is their life.
I know. It's even worse. That's why I'm saying get a different life. Clearly your life sucks if you're like fucking fighting with people in the stands because some little league shit. Idiots.
Idiots.
All right. What are we doing now? Let's do who's shittier. Where is it? Oh, so I'm not even on the same page.
Who's shittier? This band or that band? Who's shittier? Who's shittier? This band or that band?
All right, first band. This guy's from Slovenia.
Where?
Slovenia.
Huh. Okay. Sean Banks?
Yeah, I don't know if his name's Sean Banks, but we'll see.
It says Sean.
I'm saying his real name, dude.
Oh.
This is Deal with the Devil.
I made a deal with the devil to give me what I want. Devil's gonna take my soul, and I'm never gonna get it back.
Okay, the name of the song is Deal with the Devil, but then he says down here, I made a deal with devil. Where's that?
Is that what he's singing, though?
Yeah, he's singing that.
I made a deal with devil. Sing, put a push play. Sounds like the, what's the, White Stripes. I mean, he's a one-man band, apparently.
He's actually got shows in the UK.
I made a deal with devil. Yeah, with devil. Set me free. I'm never gonna feel again as your house drowned in sea. Okay, go to his merch page now.
I made a deal with devil. Even Lord can't set me free. I'm never gonna feel again. Last joy has drowned in sea.
Okay. Sean Banks, one-man band. Yeah, it is a fucking one-man band. So that's why he sounds like, what you call it?
Talk shit?
No, White Stripes.
Yeah. I think Jack White's better than he is.
No, I'm talking about the simplicity of the drums. Dun,
tuck, dun, you talking tuck. Shit on Meg White, dude?
I'm not talking shit. That's just how it is.
He can drum better than you.
I'm not fucking saying anything, man. It just sounds like White Stripes.
Okay, this next band is called Les Chevelles or something. Loves Les Chevelles. Les Chevelles. Turn Around. They're from France.
When you tied up the jam and the noise of battlefields, I felt the threats of revenge, madness, fury and murders. What more does you really need? The rest is silence. So what? Baby, come around and turn your life around. Or baby, fool around if you feel upside down. Stop spinning round and round when it messes around. Why can't you turn around and you will see? Divide all your mind, your dreams and your hopes. The coldest in you that does at your heart.
And Dustin says, yeah, sounds like shit on the last guy.
If these guys were tightened up a little bit, they wouldn't be bad, I guess. I mean, they're going for that dissonant, like, grunge sound. Yeah, garage, rock the garage.
Yeah, not my style, but yeah, whatever. Not the worst thing I've ever heard. Better than Made Deal with Devil.
Yes.
This is Stuffed Animals by Yip Yip.
Okay. Strike one.
What do you think?
No. Yeah, no.
Dustin, what's your professional opinion on that last one? That's pretty terrible. Sounds like someone in his fucking room with a Casio. This next guy is, or his next song is Fighting Cause is Lost by Femur.
Femur?
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds like Little Nicky.
It does. There's my thing. A usual band is like, what, at least three or four people, right? What are the chances somebody else can sing better than the fucking guy? You know, the main guy. But they just don't.
It's a 50-50 chance. Well, whatever, how many people are in the band chance.
Gotta be better, though, you know? If the main guy sucks as much as this guy does.
Well, if he's like, hey, man, this is my garage and my fucking recording equipment and this and that and my band.
Yeah, that's usually how it is, though. That's unfortunately. Dustin said about the last one, that was the worst so far. And this one, he says, dog shit.
Dog shit.
Okay, this is last but not least. Come on, what the fuck?
Oh, it's on. Yeah, man, I think that's with the stupid Windows.
The split screen.
Yeah,
shit.
Man, fucking sucks.
Okay, yeah, I got it. This is Dispose Of With Care by 100% Boy Band from France.
Too French. He won. Yeah, dude won.
The fuck?
And he dares to have a picture next to Elvis.
What's his other song sound like? The Bluest of Times or The Blurst of Times. Okay, The Blurst of Times. You won, dude.
Yeah, he won.
He is complete dog shit. Yeah, 100% boy band, all one word, from Paris, France. Look it up on Bandcamp.
That's the name of his thing?
Yeah.
Let's see what else he does. What's is his other thing? Okay, is that a song?
Here's 100% boy band Helvetica.
What do you think Ink is for, if not to...
That's not him.
Matthew and Prince. Why is all of this...
I mean, that doesn't sound...
So read my mind and I'll read yours and we both see that our own pace.
Huh.
That sounds some, like completely different. Yeah. What the fuck happened to him here?
Is that the same guy? Does that look like him?
I don't know. It doesn't look like him.
I mean, his hair's different, you know? He's got a beard. But...
I have no idea, but it's terrible.
What's the guy? Okay, so that sounded completely different.
Okay, what about this? This is another one. There's no words of that one.
What do you think Ink is for, if not to...
Did we just hear that one?
Yeah. I mean, that's normal garage rock, you know, that's fine.
Maybe that was just like a...
experiment.
His experimental phase.
Yeah, well, that's his newest one, so...
That's what we're judging by?
Yeah.
So he won.
Yeah.
Did Dustin like that one?
No, he said that's the worst. Oh, yeah, worst. Factor Crap.
Crap. And I was just thinking, Dustin, if you have not heard Operation Mindcrime, I think you would dig it just because it's progressive, right? I think that's like the beginning of progressive. Queensryche is pretty progressive, right? Aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, but that album, man, fucking, I was just thinking about that. That album's probably one of my top 10, maybe top. Yeah, it's definitely one of my top 10 albums. Anyway. Question number one, because I was just thinking of that thing. First question, or first thing, first, is it a question? It's not a question. Norwegians say Texas
or as slang to mean wild or crazy.
Have sex with this animal right here and see if we can get him pregnant.
Norwegians say Texas as slang to mean wild or crazy. I say fact.
Fact. I don't know if Dustin's playing, so he might as well just... He's got too much shit to do.
Okay. Did what I say? I said fact.
Yeah. Oh, he says crap.
Oh, okay. So good. It is fact. True, you can hang your hat on it. It is widespread in Norway and is frequently used in the phrase Helt Texas. Completely crazy.
America sucks dicks.
There you go. And Texas is on top. Question number two, or have I been saying question number two all this time?
Yes.
Damn. I just realized that. Nancy Pelosi and JFK had an affair in 1960 when he was 43 and she was 20.
I'm so glad to be an American. It's the fucking best.
Nancy Pelosi and JFK had an affair in 1960 when she was 43, when he was 43, and she was 20. I say crap.
I say crap, too. Can you pull this one up, my line? I think it's kind of low. In the...
What?
No, not me. The soundbite shit.
Yeah. Okay.
I say crap.
I say crap, too.
Dustin says fact.
Really?
Yeah.
That's... From out of nowhere.
She was spicy.
I think she was much younger than that. Although JFK, it's crap. Although JFK and Nancy were photographed together during that time, there is no evidence that they ever had an affair. Okay. Go figure. Question number fucking three. When he was 16, the actor Christopher Walken joined a traveling circus and became a lion tamer.
If you give a mouse a cookie, it's going to ask for milk. And if you give a rat a tiny electric car, it's going to drive to pick up Fruit Loops.
Was that a fucking article?
Yeah.
When he was 16, the actor Christopher Walken joined a traveling circus and became a lion tamer.
I say fact.
I say fact.
Dustin says crap.
He said that pretty confidently.
I'm pretty sure I heard about this.
Huh. I don't know. The way he answered that, I think it's might be... It's fact. A walk in the wild side.
Doesn't work. It's walk on the wild side.
Yeah, I know. Tell that to the factor crap people. Question number four. Whose question is this?
Maybe it's Dustin's.
Yeah. Dustin, your fucking question is gay. In 2023, the Gerber Baby food brand launched jars of McDonald's licensed Big Mac and Fries dinner baby food.
It's Gerber Baby, isn't it?
What did I say?
Gerber.
Oh. I don't know how to fucking pronounce it.
Whatever you do brings out the dick smoking.
Dick smoking. In 2023, the Gerber Baby food brand launched jars of McDonald's licensed Big Mac and Fries dinner baby feud.
I see fact. That sounds like something they would do.
Yeah, that does sound like something they would do. Fact.
It's your AMC. Dustin says fact.
Huh. It is crap.
Oh.
This one is a load of McPoop. Through a few McDonald's outlets tried offering Gerber baby food as a menu item in the late 80s. And here's Annalise's question. Annalise, here's your question. It's question number four or five. Eating too many sour Skittles in one sitting... or any sour candy can make your tongue shed a layer of skin.
Welcome to the Furry Retards, where you can pick up your new retarded friend.
Welcome to what?
Welcome to the Furry Retards, where you can pick up your new retarded friend.
Oh, furry. Gotcha. Eating too many sour Skittles in one sitting or any sour candy can make your tongue shed a layer of skin. I say fact.
I say fact. Dustin says crap.
Because sometimes...
It does feel like there's something.
Yeah, man. Either that or it's just so acidic that it's just burning a hole. It is fact. Angry candy. It takes about 30 to 60 minutes after eating sour candy for your saliva to neutralize the acid and heal your tongue.
Huh. Yeah, so don't eat too many Skittles in one sitting, I guess.
Like, I had these fucking, like, sour things that I got, like, at King Supers. They were, like, yeah, they were, like, a little package. But, of course, you're going to eat a small, if it's a small package, you eat it, right?
Yeah.
And by the end of it, like, fuck, man, this is, like, it was the tip of my tongue. Like, that was all fucked up. So I'm like, okay, I'm not eating these ever again.
Who's coming? Someone, Dice Bits, we're going to go see Dice Bits, maybe.
Where'd that come from?
I was just thinking about who's coming to, you know, would you do like a band kind of like a thing? Jimmy Eat World with Sunny Day Real Estate.
No? I saw both.
No, then
I saw Jimmy Eat World at what you call it? What was that one that I went to? Riot Fest. And that was the day before Sunny Day Real Estate came, and I didn't see them because another band was playing. Anyway.
Yeah. Let's see. Who else is coming? Mr. Bill.
Mr. Bill?
Bright Eyes is coming. You never listen to Bright Eyes? Evanescence is coming with Spirit Box. No? My Chemical Romance, Rob Zombie.
Yeah.
Motionless in White. Avenged Sevenfold. Ballerina.
Fuck yeah. No.
Social D's coming.
All right, dude. There's too much fucking money involved in all this. Because if I were to want to do that, I would have fucking like blow so much money. You know? That's what sucks about these goddamn shows. They're not cheap anymore. You know, every...
Social D's coming with the Descendants.
Right. And it's like $70 already.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, man. I've already looked. I was like, oh, I've never seen Social D, but I'm like, fuck, man. I want to see Social D. I want to see Sugar. I want to see fucking goddamn Dice Bits. Luckily, they're not too expensive. There's tons of bands that I want to see.
What about Slaughter to Prevail?
No. All right, dude. Fucking, are we done?
Yeah. Oh, did you know? I don't know. You probably knew, but like propane was made from suckers.
Yeah, okay. Man, I thought I told you that. I'm pretty sure I made that known to you.
Okay.
At some point.
Well, they have a new album coming out in May. This is a song that, you know.
They never fucking tour America for whatever the fuck reason. Probably because they don't, like, no one goes to see them, and they're still big. They're big in freaking Europe.
That sucks. Well, maybe they'll tour this year. I don't know. Or this album.
They have never toured America.
Okay. This is Propane with Oceans of Blood.